We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, charitable viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 39 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villavision de Villamayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on video cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision, and channel 21 on cable vision. In Core, channel 27 on Core video cable. In Santani Tapiraqua, channel 30. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Demoa SA. In Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khov Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Ulha Tingir Cable TV and channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swatter, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. In Dar An Ul Province, channel 8 on Dar An Broadcasting System. In Ulha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies channel 65. In Khotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan. On Green Island, channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjialo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV.
You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Brazil announced a 45% increase in protected rainforest area. In Veg News, American Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine helps people transition to the healthy plant-based diet for a bright new year. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 31st, renowned American folk singer Miss Odetta Holmes was born in 1930 in Birmingham, Alabama. Odetta, as she was fondly called, was referred to as the voice of the civil rights movement. She participated in social activism with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and was influential to well-known artists including Mr. Bob Dylan and Miss Joan Baez. In 1954, Odetta recorded her first songs. She went on to perform around the world and win numerous awards throughout her lifetime. These include an Emmy Award in 1959, the National Medal of Arts in 1999 presented to her by President Bill Clinton, and being honored in 2003 as a living legend by the U.S. Library of Congress. May soulful musicians such as Miss Odetta Holmes continue to delight and elevate eager listeners.
Today is also New Year's Eve in many countries around the world. It is a time to reflect on the past 12 months and make resolutions for a promising coming year. Celebrations begin in the evening with friends and family. A final countdown culminates at midnight with much merriment. In some regions, it is tradition to sing the Auld Lang Syne song in the local languages. On the eve of entering a glorious 2010, we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her ever-shining wisdom and tender compassion for all beings. We wish Supreme Master Ching Hai and all revered spiritual leaders who selflessly dedicate your lives to uplift our world the greatest of blessings from heaven for the new year. May all our lovely viewers around the world have a joyous New Year's Eve and a marvelous coming year. Let us make 2010 the vegan year on Earth.
Flying News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Central Ao Lạc or Vietnam. In early November, Tropical Storm Mirani struck the provinces of Binh Dinh, Phu Yen and others in central Ao Lạc, claiming the lives of some 24 people as it spread flooding and damage throughout villages in the region.
On November 4th, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $15,000 to help the most desperate, including the orphaned, the elderly, and neglected victims. This amount could purchase $252,000 in essential supplies if bought in the United States based on OLAC's cost of living. Our OLAXese or Vietnamese Association's relief team went to the affected areas as soon as possible, spending approximately $1,600 of their own funds for transportation and related expenses.
Traveling by truck and boat over partially submerged roads, they first delivered 100 food packages to an isolated hamlet in Phu Cát district. The relief items included instant noodles, cooking oil, drinking water, sandwiches, and emergency cash aid. With the help of local government officials, another 100 packages were also brought to the heavily impacted Phan Khan district, as well as cash donations that were given to each of six families who had suffered from lives lost in the floods.
Ngài Thanh Hải Trường Sư đã đến tận nhà và chia buồn và tặng món quà rất giá trị đối với gia đình chúng tôi. Món quà đó một cuộc đời tôi ghi nhớ mãi mãi trong lòng xin cảm tạ ngày như ngày.
We join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her deep concern and timely aid, as well as our association's relief team for their dedicated efforts to relieve the flood victims in Central Olac. Wishing for everyone's fast recuperation to stable daily lives, we pray that such weather extremities subside through our gentler stewardship of the earth.
Indonesia struggles with effects of floods. Continuous heavy downpours since Thursday, December 24th, soon caused rivers to overflow and deluge thousands of homes in West Java's sub-districts of Majalaya and Balinda. The flooding has now spread to Ranchake sub-district, where hundreds more houses have been inundated in the past few days, adding to the residents who have been forced to seek refuge on higher ground. In Chiantung City, approximately 200 people are staying at a camp due to their homes being flooded with waters up to 1.5 meters deep. With the region having been subjected to floods over 30 times in the past year, residents are currently most concerned about the lack of food supplies, as no government aid has been received so far.
Sending her prayers and love, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly asked that our local association members please go to help the most desperate, saying that financial assistance is available as needed. Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's support of the vulnerable. We pray for the protection of the people of West Java with a soon return to their productive lives, and that such devastating events are lessened through our more conscious care for the environment.
Australia affected by both floods and fires. After being parched by drought and fires, the Australian state of New South Wales was swept by torrential rains that triggered minor floods on Monday, December 28th. Several roads and bridges were temporarily submerged, isolating rural properties. However, there have been no reports of damage or injuries.
Meanwhile, a major bushfire in West Australia has scorched 3,000 hectares of land and almost 40 homes as of Wednesday, December 30th. The state government declared the Toodyay region a natural disaster area, telling residents to leave immediately. Government agencies and emergency utility crews are working to restore general services to the region, while the state is donating funds for those in urgent need.
We thank the firefighters, emergency personnel, and government officials for your dedicated efforts, wishing the affected Australian people a smooth recuperation to their regular, everyday lives, as such dangerous conditions are eased through our increased benevolence toward all beings.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Frédéric Bensamou inaugurated as Congolese presidential delegate. The former National Republic Council leader, also known as Pastor Ntumi, has accepted the role of deputy general to the presidency to promote peace. The office was first created in 2007 when an accord was reached following several years of civil conflict between the National Republic Council and the government. During the swearing-in ceremony on Tuesday, December 29th, the new Deputy General affirmed his intention to pursue the shared goal of peace. Our congratulations, Deputy General Bensamou, on your new position, wishing you abundant success in achieving the noble ideal of unity and harmony among all fellow Congolese citizens.
Palestinian lawmaker freed. The Hamas-affiliated Legislative Council member Mohammed Attal was released from Israeli custody on Sunday, December 27th. He had been detained since June 2006. We are glad to know of Council member Attal's freedom. Wishing him a joyful homecoming as we pray for neighborly relations among all Israeli and Palestinian people.
Daegu City welcomes her second Loving Heart. Following the flourishing success of the first Loving Heart in South Korea's Daegu City, the Chiode branch has been opened. Located very near to Daegu National University of Education, this Loving Heart branch offers delicious, nutritious vegan meals that help fortify the brain power and delight of students, teachers, and many other customers. Our Supreme Master Television correspondent went to see what the customers have to say about this new dining venue.
여기 대구 러빙어 교대점인데요. 미래의 훌륭하신 선생님들과 지역 주민들께 사랑과 빛이 가득한 음식을 제공함으로써 이 세상에 더 많은 사랑과 빛을 가져오게 될 중요한 곳인데요. 이곳저곳을 함께 둘러보시겠습니다.
일주일에 한 다섯 번 넘게 오는 것 같아요. 러빙은 너무 좋아요.
분위기도 되게 밝고 메뉴들도 빨리 나와서 먹을 수 있고 젊은 사람들이 좋아할 만한 메뉴가 많아서 좋아요.
Supreme Master Ching Hai had encouraged the Loving Hut Enterprise to cater to the public's growing wish for delectable yet healthy and compassionate plant-based meals. And Loving Hut certainly delivers, garnering much appreciation for vegan food from all visitors.
저는 채식을 한 지는 한 2년 정도 된 것 같은데 그런데 이렇게 러빙업 같은 채식 전문 식당에 오면은 그런 눈치 볼 필요도 없고 고기 안 들어가도 맛있는 음식이 있으니까 너무 좋고요.
많이들 좀 오셔서 드셔보시면은 그 진가를 아실 수 있을 것 같아요. 예, 추천합니다.
Congratulations, Chiode Loving Heart at Daegu National University of Education. Our thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her vision of a peaceful world that has supported such enjoyment of scrumptious, life-affirming cuisines in Loving Hearts worldwide. Let us all join the vegan family to herald a golden era of vibrant harmony for all.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Kuwaiti woman leader honored in Egypt. Sheikha Fariha al-Ahmad al-Jaber al-Sabah has been recognized with the Arab Ideal Princess Award by the 140-nation African and Asian Writers Organization for her vital contributions to her country and community. Her Highness, who is also sister of the Emir of Kuwait, is much loved and respected for her many humanitarian endeavors. As chairperson of the Supreme Committee of the Ideal Mother Award, she helps bestow annual honors that recognize exemplary mothers and Arab women who are role models to others. Besides being known for her commitment to women's rights and the protection of children, Her Highness also promotes dialogue between societies and religions. Earlier in 2009, she was received by the Archbishop of Évora in Portugal, with whom she discussed ways to enhance bilateral relations. Our sincere congratulations, Your Highness Sheikha Fariha al-Ahmad al-Jaber al-Sabah, for your well-deserved honor. Blessed be your caring leadership in continuing to share love and dignity through your uplifting work.
Canine saves kitten's life. In Swindon, England, greyhound mix Susie began barking when she saw the neighbour's frightened kitten outside in the freezing cold at night. The 11-week-old Welly had gone missing from home the previous day. However, Susie was unable to convince her caregivers of what she had found that night and was brought back to the house. So the intelligent dog returned to the same spot the next morning and resumed barking, eventually leading Welly's worried caregiver, Lorna Hayes, to spot her in the bushes. Later, Miss Hayes thanked Susie for saving her beloved companion, saying, "Susie is my savior." Bravo and a hero salute, Greyhound Susie, for your steadfast and caring alerts of Welly's whereabouts. Wishing you both many celebrations of joy and delight in loving appreciation of life.
Save Our Planet. New book by Dr. James Hansen warns of last chance to save humanity. In a plea for action to address global warming for the sake of his and all future generations, Dr. Hansen authored the book Storms of My Grandchildren, The Truth About the Coming Climate Catastrophe and Our Last Chance to Save Humanity. In the book, the U.S. climatology expert and director of National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, Goddard Institute for Space Studies, cautions of a climactic point of no return that is approaching more rapidly than previously forecast.
He also states that scientists have lowered the projected highest levels of CO2 that Earth's atmosphere can handle to 350 parts per million, even though current CO2 levels stand at 387. The book also warns of the consequences if governments and officials don't act quickly to stop global warming, emphasizing that eco-stabilizing efforts are crucial for our global survival.
Our gratefulness goes to Dr. James Hansen for addressing the very real urgency of our planetary crisis. May all people quickly heed the need to take compassionate, eco-conscious actions to alleviate global warming and stabilize our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has also often called on humanity to act in accordance with the important warnings of such esteemed scientists as Dr. Hansen, as during an interview published in the September 2009 edition of The House magazine.
Please let us heed the warnings and advice of these respected wise scientists as we continue our shared commitment to the Earth's welfare. According to Dr. Hansen, our planet is on a dangerous course to pass an irreversible tipping point with disastrous consequences. These, you know, already like melting of the Arctic sea ice, which causes oceans to absorb more sunlight and speeds up melting. And the melting of permafrost, which in turn releases toxic methane gas, resulting in more warming of the atmosphere, and the extinction of cornerstone species that cause further collapse to our already ailing ecosystems, thus endangering even more species and, most important of all, us, humans. But these two great scientists not only point out our grave planetary situation, they do offer a simple, efficient, and economical solution. The adoption of a plant-based diet is the single most effective action that an individual can do to drastically reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Save Our Planet. Following 3 years of drought, which has caused native fish populations to plummet as well as a loss of many jobs, the U.S. government reveals plans to revive the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta in California and help restore its ecosystem.
Save Our Planet. The United Kingdom grants $286,000 to Aberystwyth University for a biochar facility that will create charcoal from biowastes, which will then be used as a natural fertilizer and will also help absorb carbon into the soil.
Save Our Planet. Organized by various environmental groups, more than 1,000 youth in different parts of Olac or Vietnam participate in an eco-awareness program with activities to spread information about such helpful green practices as riding bicycles and alternatives to plastic bags.
Hi, I'm Michelangelo, the vegan Great Crested Grebe. I'm one of the elusive stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. For a health tip, have you tried peppermint tea? Not only is it delicious and wonderful to have on a chilly day, it's good for you. This aromatic beverage can help with digestion and calm an upset stomach. Enjoy a soothing cup today. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching, and here's the weather around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from the United Kingdom. The yoga show All Things Yoga Under One Roof was a three-day event held in London, United Kingdom. It featured over 200 exhibitors offering yoga and Pilates demonstrations and products for a healthy lifestyle. Our association members from London sponsored a booth displaying Supreme Master Qinghai's latest publications, including the number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life and The Noble Wilds. Complimentary leaflets and fact sheets on how vegetarianism can mitigate global warming were made available. Many visitors showed a great interest in changing their diet to improve their well-being.
If you were president, what would you do?
I would make people eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and the health.
In addition, one of our association members gave a talk emphasizing the many benefits of a vegan diet and how very easy it is to live meat-free. Our thankfulness to the Yoga Show for promoting life-enhancing practices, made uplifting choices, starting with the compassionate animal-free diet, continue to bring about a peaceful era.
In environment news, more of the Amazon jungle is safeguarded. The Brazilian government has announced a 45% increase in the protected area in 2009 compared to that of the previous year. The improvement is attributed in part to the Arco Verde Terra legal program, which is helping to promote sustainable farming and supervise land transfers in the Amazon basin. The government plans to reduce clearing of the Amazon by up to 80% within the next decade. Our heartfelt gratitude, Brazil, for your dedication to protecting this vital habitat. May our devoted guardianship of the precious forests, together with the planet-saving vegan diet, bring forth peace, sustainability, and plentitude. Coming up, the 21-day Vegan Kickstart program provides individuals assistance in adopting the healthy diet in the new year. We'll go listen to some heavenly music now. Be back soon. More high-thinking news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enriching news for a prosperous world. In veg news, an American nutritionist recommends starting a bright new year with vegan fare. Dietitian Ms. Susan Levin, Director of Nutrition Education for the Washington, D.C.-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, has stated that a plant-based diet is best for keeping a healthy weight, strengthening the immune system, and maintaining well-being. It has the added benefits of decreasing the risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and some forms of cancer. To support people in adopting the life-affirming diet, A 21-day vegan kickstart program is available online free of charge starting New Year's Day. 21daykickstart.org will offer suggestions from doctors, dietitians, and counselors and present delicious recipes every day. Bravo, Ms. Susan Levin and Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine for promoting the vegan diet of kindness. May 2010, see each individual embrace the earth-saving lifestyle, creating a vibrant future for ourselves, our animal friends, and our precious planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Now let's enjoy a joke told in Tayal entitled The Honeymooners.
Ini soya sa skolik mita haga sin hawakim nisan kay kong do ni Muhammad Ji kani. Nanu te hok sa te deo kang kanilga. Kutan ni likoy ni maha. So nanu walay ita kani katan haga ni. Tanak vishak walay kay kong do nis. Vishak walay pagalu kani lebi. Kamal likoy ni maha. Makiru isuwah muli kaya kani pi.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Thanks, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for giving us the wonderful gift, Supreme Master Television. It gives us good stories, good words, and good thinking. Jennifer from Macau.
Hi, Jennifer. Nice to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Joyful Jennifer, so glad you are enjoying our programs. Wishing you many hours of delightful and uplifting viewing. With God's grace to you and your kind-hearted co-citizens of Macau. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be guided by the love and wisdom of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following the announcement of a key road that has reopened between the countries, Russia states that flights will also resume to Tbilisi, Georgia on January the 6th, 2010, in time for Russian and Georgian Orthodox Christmas Eve.
On behalf of its employees and in lieu of holiday gifts, U.S.-based hearing care company Sonic Innovations, Inc. donates $10,000 to the charity Feeding America to help provide more than 30,000 meals for people in need.
After a routine pregnancy scan revealed that unborn baby Arthur Fountain had a life-threatening tumor on his neck, doctors in the United Kingdom performed surgery and were able to remove it while he was still in the womb.
Morocco's foreign ministry and Saharan Polisario Front leader Mohamed Abdelaziz separately acknowledge willingness to engage together in UN-sponsored talks regarding self-determination for the Saharan people.
Poland's Benedictine Cultural Institute reports an increase in people who have declined alcohol consumption for New Year's Eve and have signed up for a spiritual retreat at the Roman Catholic Tyniec Abbey instead.
Thanks to the generosity of an anonymous Kuwaiti donor, the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development distributes cash plus several other winter supplies to each of 45 less fortunate families in Gaza Strip, Palestine.
Argentine graduates of the Latin American Medical School in Havana, Cuba, open a medical clinic that provides health services for the less fortunate in the greater Buenos Aires area.
A number of Florida, USA schools, such as Florida Atlantic University and University of Miami, are joining the more than 350 campuses nationwide that are implementing public smoking bans.
The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, donates 7 vehicles to improve mobile healthcare service in the Somali state of Ethiopia.
During his visit to the United Arab Emirates, South Korean President Lee Myung-bak and President His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan discuss enhancing the two countries' relations in several fields.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.